This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. This is Bradford Owls High School Football on WESV Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, WBRR,
FM.com.
Broadcasting live, the voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts.
Good evening and welcome in to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Jimmy Kelts, your voice of the Owls, back again from Parkway Field. Excited to kick off the 2023 season. Broadcasting alongside me is my color commentator, Mark Irvin. Igor is back at the station on the board this week as the Owls share their season opener and their home opener in week one, which is always nice. And they'll be hosting tonight the Punxsutawney Chucks. And we've got a lot to talk about as we get ready for the brand new season. Now, the Owls obviously have been struggling for the past couple of years, but they are returning a quarterback for their first time in a few seasons now. They get Talon Reese in his second year as starter. And we're going to see a lot of the returning position players try to take a step up this year as well. And Mark, we're going to talk about some of these players, and we've got the coaches show coming up as well, where I ask Coach Jeff Puglio about some of the changes for this year and some of the guys he expects to take a step up. But looking up this and down this roster, you know, obviously, as is the case every year, there's some names missing. But there are a lot of guys that I think are going to be leaned on and are going to be expected to step up and be the leaders of this team.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to talk to A.J. Gleason quite a bit this offseason. He spent a lot of time at different camps and 7-on-7s down in the Pittsburgh area. Talon, again, spent his summer doing quarterback camps and that sort of thing, really working on improving their games. We're going to get some freshmen coming up that played really, really well last year. I wouldn't be surprised if they stepped up and had a role in this year's team. And also some underclassmen from last year, notably Jacob Abers on the line.
Yep.
I think he's going to be a big difference. He worked his tail off, made the 1,000-pound club this year, didn't miss a single clinic. So he really did his due diligence to make an effect on this team. And from what I understand, he's stepped up as a leader.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I know Gleason, as you mentioned, AJ is going to play a big role this year on both sides of the ball. And that's something I talked to Coach about as well, and about the introduction this year to a new player that might be known a lot from other sports as well, as we have Jake Franz entering the fold. Now, he's coming over from the soccer team. He's been playing soccer for most of his high school career, but he's also a three-sport athlete in his own right, big basketball player, heck of a golfer, and he should have a good time sliding into this Owls roster as a wide receiver and as a cornerback as well. So a lot of the things that we want to cover are things that are going to be brought up during the coaches show. So let's get right into that. Was able to sit down and talk with Coach Jeff Puglio about our week one, about the upcoming season in general. So here is the coaches show with Coach Jeff Puglio.
Welcome back to the coaches show with Coach Jeff Puglio. Joining me now, week one, the season opener, the home opener against Punxsutawney. Thanks for joining me again this year, Coach.
Yeah, glad to be back. Excited to get going.
That's right. Week one, so we've had, you have all the off-season stuff that we got to get through. I know I read some comments of yours, some interviews with D9 and 10 Sports about getting into the weight room, some of the guys that you know are going to play a bigger part this year, or maybe step up on the team this year. So why don't you just go through that a little bit? What did the preseason, the off-season workouts look like?
Well, I think we really focused in on where our weakness is, and it's still something we're working on going into today's game. Are we going to be able to handle the pressure on our offensive and defensive lines? And I think we have athletes all over the field. Can we protect them enough to give them time to make plays on offense, and can we shield them on defense so they can get out in open space and make tackles? So the emphasis in the weight room was to get bigger, faster, stronger. And I think we did that. I think there's still some question marks going in tonight. Some guys are going to be in and out of the lineup depending on how they play. And we're kind of excited for the opportunity to get going.
So obviously, as it is every year, high school football, you lose a few graduating seniors, some guys come up from lower levels, stuff like that. So is that what we're working out is, filling in some spots and just seeing who fits well where and who's performing at the highest level?
Yeah, and I think the beauty with our system is on both sides is we're not playing 11 guys any one way. So, last year, we had 20, 22, 23 guys contributing on offense. Same thing with defense. So, some of these guys coming in might not have been starters last year, but they play a lot of football. So, anytime you're returning a quarterback, kind of seasoned as Talon is, too, you have optimism.
Yeah, it'll be exciting to see how Talon Reese progresses this year as he gets another year under center, another offseason to see what kind of strides he can make in the next year. And obviously, he's got a few returning weapons as well. Who should we see stepping up as far as the playmakers go?
So some familiar faces from last year. Adam Ward's going to be a big factor. A.J. Gleason's going to be a big factor. Matt Perry's back. Eric Himes has stepped up this offseason. Logan Kohler has made a lot of plays for us. And Jordy Thompson's back as a sophomore in the backfield for us. But a newcomer to the team this year, Jake France, came over from soccer, and he's really showed his athleticism in this sport. We're really excited about the dynamic he brings, both sides of the ball, and we're going to do what we got to do to get him the ball in open space.
Yeah, I am excited to see Jake out there. He's an incredible athlete, obviously also a basketball player, as you said, from soccer. He's all around. He's had a fantastic high school career so far. And you also mentioned A.J. Gleason. I understand he's going to play a pretty big role in the defense as well.
Yeah, A.J.'s kind of, and I keep calling him a Swiss Army knife on offense. He's going to wear a lot of different hats this year for us, whether running the ball, catching the ball in our pass protection game. So he's going to kind of be everywhere. But defensively, so with our defense system, the safety kind of runs everything, and it runs through the safety. So we've got to have a guy there that can handle that load. And A.J.'s the guy for us this year. So you're going to see him, playing some deep safety stuff, some free safety stuff. But we're also going to line him up in some linebacker situations and kind of turn him loose at times. So he's very versatile for us this year. He really paid the price in the offseason in the weight room. We're relying on him big time this year.
Well, I'm excited to see the kids and get to showcase some versatility, some speed, some athleticism. Sounds like it should be a fun watch. Week one against Punxsutawney, anything in particular we need to be keeping an eye on or anything you want to attack quickly out of the gate against the Chucks?
We've got to set the tone. We're notorious for slow starts, and it kind of puts us behind, And we've been struggling, obviously, for the past few years. So in order to change that narrative, we've had to kind of up the intensity in practice. So we want the games to almost be easier than practice, and the kind of like, the Vince Lombardi adage that, the game day is your day off, really. So we've been really pushing them hard, so we're hoping that translates into a fast start tonight. But I think if there's one area where, people should focus in on is if we're going to win or lose, it's going to be what happens up front, both sides of the ball. So we're really looking at those players from the offensive and defensive lines to carry us through.
Week one against Punxsutawney. Looking forward to another full season with you here, Coach, and I appreciate you joining me today.
Thanks for having me. Let's go, Owls.
WESB Sports.
Navigating the housing market can be a challenge, whether you're buying or selling a home. Talk to Zimmerman Realty, a team of real estate experts in our area. Zimmerman Realty can introduce you to the most up-to-date listings in Bradford, Smethport, and Eldred. They can even show you properties that are listed with other real estate agencies. If you're looking to sell, Zimmerman Realty offers a free market analysis to help you determine the value of your home. Visit their website and sign up today at ZimmermanRealtyLLC.com.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website, Gleason-Construction.com, to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
WESB Sports.
Just got done with the coach's show with Coach Jeff Bulio, and that's exactly what I wanted to ask him was about some of these guys. A.J. Gleason, you heard, is going to be such an important part of the defense this year in that safety position. Not only does he get to kind of roam around as a free safety, he's also going to basically the defense flows right through him, and he's going to be versatile in that he'll line up in other parts of the field, linebacker, stuff like that. It should be a fun watch because he has always been you know, the biggest kid in his grade, I assume. But now he's really kind of – he's spent some time in the weight room. He's packed on some muscle, and I think he should start to really develop into a great athlete out here on the field for the Owls.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's listed at 6'1", 200 pounds, but if you've seen this young man, I mean, he's built pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just got that athletic tone and look to him. So I'm expecting a lot from him this year, and let's see if he can deliver.
Yeah, and last year when they were able to use him, now he missed a little bit here and there. I believe there was the arm injury at one point, which he came back from and played with a brace on for a couple of games and made some one-handed catches over the middle. So it's another year of watching him, his senior year, so we'll look for big things from him. And then throwing the ball to him, of course, is Talon Reese. He's in his junior season now. He got a taste of a quarterback in his freshman year, got his first full season as a starter last year in his sophomore year, and a true kind of a pocket passer, but also with the ability to run. You know, he kind of doesn't use it as often as some previous quarterbacks in the Bradford system, but he very much has the ability to, so that makes it kind of keeps the defenses honest a little bit. And another full season, another full off season of progression for him should provide plenty of dividends.
Yeah, I mean, he's 6'2", 170. He's been working on filling out, and he's starting to fill out a little bit more, adding a little more strength. He's another young man that plays multiple sports, and he's just an athlete, and he really earned my respect last year. That kid is tough as nails. And
yeah.
We've seen him take shot after shot and just bounce right back up and keep on going, which was very impressive to me.
He pops back up like few kids that I've ever seen out there on the field.
Yeah, another kid I'm looking for a lot from this year is Evan Whitmore. Last year as a sophomore playing in the linebacker position, he was second in the team in tackles. He had over 70 tackles.
That's right.
On the year, so he's just gotten bigger and stronger, and he really spent a lot of time learning the mental aspect of the game and the you know using the matter between his ears.
That's right.
Yep. So I expect a lot from Evan this year, and we'll see what he can do.
Coach also mentioned some of the returning weapons this year, and we even have a few more. Carter Cawley, mm-hmm. who got a little bit of work, and I expect him to get some more run this year. He's just a junior this year. And don't forget in the backfield, Jordy Thompson turned into a real weapon in the backfield. Tough, like a downhill runner, and sometimes more explosive than you would expect someone his size to be. But he, remember, is just he was a freshman last year. He's a sophomore this year, and getting, you know, if he develops into a four-year halfback or running back for the Owls, I mean, he's just going to get noticeably better and more explosive and stronger each season, which should be a lot of fun to watch as well.
Yeah, and he spent his summer wrestling in tournaments all over the East Coast and was very, very successful. So he stayed in shape, stayed athletic. Another one that I want to point out is Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Last year before his injury, well, he wasn't afraid to go across the middle and catch those balls for Talon, and obviously he paid the price a couple times, and unfortunately he was knocked out with a season-ending injury, but he's not scared. He's definitely here for the challenge, and he's ready.
Yeah, it'll be nice to see a full season of him as well. And we don't have a full starting lineup tonight, as we're going to build it as we go and the Owls take the field. So instead, as Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate will be bringing us the starting lineups week in and week out, proud to present and support the Owls and their starters. So tonight, we're going to run through the roster real quickly. Now, we've mentioned some of these guys, and we'll go ahead and run through some of these guys. Will be first-year players. Some are there's a handful of freshmen on the list, but we'll go by number. Number one is A.J. Gleason, senior. Number two is Eric Himes, also a senior. Number three is Caden Kaiser. He is in 10th grade. Paige Smith is number five, a senior. Adam Ward, number six, a senior. Andrew Giordano is number seven. He is a sophomore. A.J. Lama is number eight, a junior. Matthew DeCasper is number nine. He is a sophomore. Jake Franz, we mentioned, a senior, number 10. Colton Miller, a freshman, number 11. Talon Reese, in his junior season, number 12. Nick DeGoyler, in his sophomore season, number 13. Matthew Perry is another senior, number 15. Fabian Shirk is number 16 in his sophomore season. Braylon Austin, a freshman, wearing number 18. We have Carter Cawley, wearing number 20 in his junior year. Caden Lucco, the sophomore, wearing 21. William Newman, the freshman, wearing 24. Jordy Thompson, the sophomore, wearing 26. Tyler Hahn, in his freshman year, wearing 27. Brody Haviland, in his freshman year, 28. Logan Kohler, sophomore, number 30. Tommy Langdon, sophomore, 31. Josh Everett, freshman, 33. Peyton McCool, sophomore, number 46. Cody Alcock, freshman, number 51. James Norcross, sophomore, number 52. Maximus McCall, senior, number 53. Evan Whitmore, junior, number 54. Braylon Little, freshman, number 55. Number 56 is Jeremy Pierce, freshman. Number 57 is Sean Ward, sophomore. Jacob Abers is sophomore, number 58. Jace Geist is a freshman at number 59. Braden Thompson is a sophomore at number 60. Blake Callahan is a sophomore at 61. Nathaniel Myers is a sophomore at 62. Emmanuel Rodriguez is a freshman at 63. Owen DeGoyler is a junior at 64. Michael Butler is a senior wearing 65. Ian DeGoyler is a senior wearing 66. Jamel Ekstrom is a sophomore wearing 67. Bryce Thomas, a freshman, with number 68. Jacob Bange, a freshman at 71. Noah Benner, freshman, number 74. Timothy Horick, sophomore, number 75. John Jasper, sophomore, 77. Tristan Ray, freshman, number 78. Jakin Gilbert, freshman, number 79. And Braden Wells, the sophomore, wearing number 82. It's the full roster for this year's Bradford Owls football team. Again, brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. And I believe they are, the band is playing the alma mater now, and we should be nearing kickoff. So we'll take a quick pause in the action, and that should wrap up the pregame show. We'll be back with the kickoff in the first quarter of the season opener, home opener, for the Owls hosting the Punxsutawney Chucks. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, In Tandem, Dexter's Service & Collision, Zimmerman Real Estate, and Gleason Construction. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
WCM Bradford, WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
We are back. Week one, Bradford Owls football from Parkway Field, hosting the Punxsutawney Chucks here in week one. The captains are taken to the field for the coin toss, and we are moments away from kickoff. The 2023 season for the Owls, looking for some notable improvements. Obviously, showed some improvements in some levels last year with their ability to move the ball downfield. I believe if you were to look at the point scored from last year to the year previous, you'd see a big difference there. What they want to look at, and what Coach Puglio and the kids are looking for, are more wins in that W column. That's what they will be trying to get from this season. Is they're looking for those changes that they've implemented. We're in several years now of the air raid offense and the new defensive overhaul, and they'll be looking for those improvements, those incremental improvements that they've made over the past 3-4 years to actually translate into wins on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. And I read in an interview with Coach Puglio that they're looking to add more of a run game in this year, which will be definitely a welcome sight on the field. But we can see what we can do. We had a lot of underclassmen get a lot of quality playing time last year.
Yeah.
I think that's going to play dividends this year.
Yeah, that's been one of the things. I mean, you know, Talon in his first season ended up, I don't, I don't know if he ended the season as the starting quarterback. I think he did. He got some reps as a freshman, and you know, last year as the sophomore, really being relied on heavily. And as we mentioned, Jordy Thompson also, and just guys in the line, role players that were all, you know, it reminds me a lot of a baseball team. It's so noticeable, but so instrumental that the young guys take the field early and kind of work through it and make the adjustments and just figure out the speed of the game. And I think eventually, you know, the Owls had so many of those guys for a couple of seasons, and we should start to see them as they grade up and age up.
Yeah, absolutely. And they had really good turnouts at clinics and weightlifting all year. So, I mean, just getting together in the offseason, doing the offseason stuff, not only football-related, but, you know, just life-related, helps the team gel.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys are close friends. They really care about their teammates and their coach, and they seem to have really bought into the system. And they're ready to go. They're ready to prove that Coach Puglio is the man for the job, and they're the kids to do it. So.
Yep, Puglio returning again this season. And he is also, you know, obviously wanting to show that he can make this offense work. It was a big overhaul a few years ago. And now is time to see if we can make it work in 2023. The Owls are going to kick off to start the game. Punxsie receiving.
It looks like number 10, Anthony Giordano, in for the kickoff for the Owls. The Owls are kicking from the school end down to the far end of the field to the Chucks.
Yep, moving from left to right on your radio in the all-black homes. The kick is up, and it's going to sail to about the 5-yard line, but we've got flags.
Flags are ready.
On the Owl side of the ball. Owl side of the field, rather.
It looks like an offsides call. They're going to redo the kick here. Oh, delay a game.
Late start. Delay a game on the opening kickoff is.
Yep, just push the Owls back 5 yards, and we'll give her another go.
So returning for the Chucks is Zach Presloyd, senior wide receiver. And the Chucks did lose a couple of their big weapons, but they still have a very large offensive and defensive line.
Very
caught at
deep.
About the 9-yard line, returned at about the 25, first contact made near the 27, and he's brought down at about the 28.
Yeah, it looks like Eric Himes, a senior, got in there on the tackle, a great open field tackle, got him by the legs.
So the first look at the Owls' defense as they hit the field, and Punxsutawney's offense, which we've heard plenty about here in the past couple of weeks. They had themselves an offseason as well. Took on Brookville in a scrimmage recently and fared very well against a strong Brookville team.
Yes, they did. All reports coming back to me is that Punxsutawney is the real deal this year.
Punxsutawney finished 6-5 last season with a short-lived playoff with a loss in the semifinals to St. Mary's, I believe. It's going to be a run up the middle on 1st and 10, and a nice downhill run for a gain of about 6.
Yeah, it looked like Eric Himes and Jordy Thompson in on the tackle there. They line the ball up at the 36, and they're working right to left and on the far hash, the home side hash mark.
So on 2nd and 4, got another flag. Second of the game. And it looks like it will be on the Chucks.
It's like a 5-yard penalty there. I didn't see what the call was.
It's going to wipe out most of that run and make it 2nd and 9. Chucks are lining up in an I formation. Or an offset I, looks like, from here. Hand it off, and they get all of that back, plus a few extra with another run right up the middle.
Yeah, and there's A.J. Gleason, his first tackle of the season. He sniffed that out quite well, shed it a block, and got him down before he got to the first down marker.
And running for Punxsie there was Landon Martz. Now, Punxsutawney lost their main rushing weapon over the season. They're graduating senior last year at over 1,300 yards. Here's 2nd and short, and they have plenty here as he's approaching midfield with another run. Just high legs, high step, and shaking tackles is Bo Thomas.
Yeah, he brought it to the near side of the field and all the way across the 50. It looks like they're about the 46-yard line, and Jordy Thompson got in there to clean up the mess. Looked like the Owls were going for some arm tackles there, and it just wasn't bringing that guy down.
Absolutely strong physical running. So it looks like they haven't lost a step here. Here's a pitch out, right side, and a nice open field shoestring tackle there.
Yeah, it looked like Matt Perry in on the tackle from his safety position.
Now, might have gotten near that first down marker, but certainly saved a much bigger gain.
Yep, and it's going to be first and 10 for the Chucks, again on the far hash mark.
And Punxsutawney wasting no time, getting right back to the line every play. Ready for first and 10, man in motion. It's handed off.
Oof, shut
off that motion. Yeah, stiff arm and wrapped up and brought down by A.J. Gleason as he approaches the 30-yard line. It's good for about another 5 yards or so.
Yeah, just a beautiful stiff arm there. Shed that tackler, and A.J. Gleason picked up the pieces at the end there, but not before he got a few yards in. 6 yards, it looks like.
Second and 4 for Punxsie. Moving the ball very effectively. All running plays. Out from under center. There's the snap. Running back. Now there's a pass. Little play action to Bo Thomas, and he stiff arms his way into the end zone. It's a 30-yard touchdown for Punxsutawney.
That was just a beautiful run, beautiful pass. It was a well-played pass. And, I mean, quarterback rolled out near sideline and just stiff arm, great pass, stiff arm, and pranced into the end zone.
Yeah, Bo Thomas, believe it or not, as big as he is a sophomore. Takes a direct snap here and is still on his feet. Finally gets brought down by a gang of Owls defenders.
Yeah, it looked like leading the charge there was Jordy Thompson.
So nice job keeping him out on the two-point conversion attempt, but the Chucks still strike first. 9:20 left in the first quarter. It's 6-0. Chucks lead Bradford. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Substation is the friendly, fun place to enjoy made-to-order fresh homemade food. Tender Italian bread-made subs, plus specialty pizzas, wings, burgers, and lots of games for everyone to enjoy. It's also your one-stop fast beer shop, featuring a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beers, including Toji's daily Bucca beer specials. Toji's Substation, for over 50 years, the friendly, fun place for the whole family. Open every day at 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field, where Punxsutawney has struck first here with just a few minutes taken off the clock. It's 6-0 on a 30-yard catch for Bo Thomas. Strong sophomore for the Chucks, who, again, having no trouble at all replacing their strong running back from last season, who accrued 1,300 yards before graduating. It was Zeke Bennett, if you recall. 14 touchdowns, 1,380 yards, and implementing a new quarterback as well after Seth Moore graduated. So a successful first drive. Here's the first return for the Owls, and it's brought to about the 32.
Yeah, it looked like Logan Kohler, I believe he's a sophomore for the Owls, and he's a speedy back. They get him an open field. They better be on their horses. That boy can move.
All right, so the Owls offense takes the field for the first time. Starting out at wide receiver, up on the top of the field, left side, is going to be Nick DeGoyler. Obviously, Reese in at quarterback. Thompson in the backfield. And A.J. Gleason as the Owls go split backs here on their first possession.
Yeah, it looks like Talon's dropping back into the shotgun here with split.
Awaits the snap. Reese going to give it to Gleason. Gleason going to run off to the right side and get a nice gain on first down.
Yeah, good blocking on that play by the Owls. Let them get to the corner. Safety for the Chucks just came up, made a nice play on A.J. there.
So a 6-yard run for A.J. will make it second and 4. It also looks like Adam Ward is starting out on the opposite, the right side wide receiver.
Yeah, it looks like new center Jake Abers has switched from an end position into the center. And
Talon with a little play action there. Flicks the ball over to Gleason, and he's going to come right up close to the first down. And it looks like it's enough to move the chains pending the spot.
Yeah, just smash mouth football right there. I like to see that myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that and is it, a first down for the Owls.
It was a quick flick to Gleason, and then Reese handled it and sold it really well as if he still had the ball and was going for a delayed handoff. But that is another gain of four. So a total of 10 yards for Gleason. Split backs again for Reese on first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Takes the snap, hands it off to Gleason again. He's hitting the backfield but still on his feet, wrapped up and brought down for a loss.
Yeah, they just crashed the line there. Looked like they brought the house on that blitz, and they broke right through and got a hold of A.J. before he could get started there.
Yeah, that was Matthew Grusky for Punxsutawney, who really created the havoc. Big boy on the defensive line, as they have a few. And Grusky might be the biggest.
Yeah, they got good size to the line out there, and they look to be very fast as well. So
yes,
definitely a challenge for the Owls tonight.
All right, so we go back to this.
Looks like we got two wide receivers near side here. Looks like the Owls are taking a timeout.
Yeah, a little bit of confusion at the line. The Owls will take a timeout, and we'll take a tax-in timeout as well. Brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersections of Route 219 and 59 in Lewis Run with the best handmade pierogies around. A tax-in timeout. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
WESB Sports.
Back from the tax-in timeout, Punxsy leads the Owls 6-0 with 7 minutes and 18 seconds left in the first. The Owls use their timeout on a second and long after a 4-yard loss.
Yeah, unfortunately, it looks like A.J. Gleason seeking some attention of a trainer on the sideline here. Let's hope that's nothing serious.
So we've got a single back now for Reese and a flag. Third of the game already.
Looks like that's going to be on Punxsutawney.
Yeah, it seems so.
Looks like offsides, Punxsutawney. I guess the Owls 5 more yards, so it's going to bring it to a second and 9.
Yeah, it gets you a nice little boost after the loss of yardage. And Reese back with split backs again. And awaits the snap. Pitch out to the left side. Thompson running for the sideline. He's going to get brought down with no gain. Maybe a short loss
on
the play.
That was linebacker Landon Martz for Punxsutawney, who just fast. Wow, he came from out of nowhere to make that tackle. So great play on his half.
Yeah, Thompson was trying to make his way to the sideline to see if he could cut up field and just got beat to the spot. Loss of a yard makes it third and 10. And it seems like Reese will have trips on the right side. Three receivers to his right for third and long. Thompson, the lone man in the backfield.
Looks like he changed the play there.
Yeah, saw something he didn't like.
And there's another flag.
Punxsy.
Looks like he got him to jump off sides on that one.
Yep. Punxsy got a little antsy and took a step. So nice job there from Reese. You know, that's something that your quarterback gains with repetition, the ability to take a hard count or lure a man offside. So now looking at a third and 5. Still in the trips formation. Takes the snap. looks to his left side, and it's caught for a first down.
There's Jake Franz. He's making his effect known already.
Franz with his first catch of the game, his first catch of his varsity football career.
They bring the ball out to the 41, so a 6-yard gain there for the Owls.
And nice work from Jake as he was the lone receiver on the left side. Trips were to the right, just as they are now. First and 10 from the 42. Reese takes the snap, hands it off to Thompson, and that's blown up in the backfield for a short loss.
He actually got hit about 5 to 6 yards deep in that, but he managed to only lose 2 yards on there, so better than what it was. He made positive out of it.
Kept the legs churning. Turns into a loss of about a yard for a second and 11. Reese is getting instruction from the sideline.
Yeah, well, we're working from right to left on your screen. They're at the wayside hash mark right now, so give you a little visual.
Reese takes the snap, drops back, looks over the middle, and finds a man there. I think that's Franz again.
I believe that was number 20.
Oh, 20.
Carter Cawley on the catch for that.
That's right. Yeah, I saw the zero as Franz is wearing 10. Cawley, though, wearing 20, and that's a nice little catch there for a 7-yard gain to make it 3rd and 4. Reese with two receivers. Back to Trips on the right side. Dropping back. Looks towards Franz way again and tries to dart towards the sideline, but just out of his reach as it sails out of bounds.
Zach Presloyd for Punxsutawney, number 5, there on the coverage, and he was on him tight. So it would have had to been a perfect throw to get it in there, but Jake made a great effort to get there, but just came up short.
Yeah, ran a little comebacker to the sideline and would have been enough for a first down plus a few extra yards. But
so it looks like freshman Brody Haviland is in to punt for the Owls. This kid has got a boot. I got to watch him a lot at Fretz last couple years, and he's just a fantastic up-and-coming player.
And it looks like the Owls called timeout there. Yeah, I believe they did. So with 5 minutes and 18 seconds left, Punxsutawney leading 6-0, 5:18 left in the first quarter. Not to alarm anyone. Punxy leading 6-0. The Owls call another tax-in timeout here in the first quarter. 6-0 Punxy leads. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field for 4th and 4 as Brody Haviland gets ready to put out his first punt of his varsity career. And it is up and sails to about the 22. Fair caught for Punxsutawney.
Yeah, that was an excellent kick, an excellent coverage. I mean, he had good height on that ball, good distance, gave the defense time to get down there, and let's see what the Owls can do on this next possession.
That was Noah Weaver with the catch for Punxy. And that's the pair that we'll be looking for when they do decide to get it off the ground. If Punxy is trying to run early to open up any passing plays, that's the pair. It's Zach Presloyd and Noah Weaver, the two senior wide receivers. Pair of dangerous guys on the outside.
And it looks like A.J. Gleason is back into the game, so a minor setback for him.
There's the run on 1st and 10, and boy, there's lots of space there. Chased down and run down out of bounds by Gleason.
Yeah, A.J. made a heck of an angle on that and really drove him into the ground there. That looked like Landon Martz, a Looks like he's a senior, 6'1", 200-pound senior out of Punxsutawney.
Big gain there for Punxsutawney, about a 20-yard gain, maybe 19. Puts him at the 46-yard line. There's another handoff right up the middle. Bo Thomas again. And that's going to be short of the first, but another strong run as they break into Bradford territory.
Yeah, it looked like Andrew Giordano had the first hands on him, held him up, got him by the jersey, and then Evan Whitmore come in to clean up, at the bring him down to the ground.
So in at quarterback for Punxsutawney is Maddox Hetrick. They've got a handful of QBs. He's a sophomore and just kind of directing traffic. As a lot of this ground game is taking care of the load right now. Here's another run for a first down. A few extra yards on top of it as well as Landon Martz breaks through.
Yeah, brought down by Bradford's number 13, Nick DeGoyer. He's a 6'1", 155-pound sophomore. He's been a nice-looking player so far.
That's been right. Around
the ball the whole time. So let's hope he can continue that success.
We've had some DeGoyer football players in the past, always producing in one way or another.
Absolutely. There's also DeGoyer that was added to the coaching staff this year for Bradford.
There's another handoff on first and 10 from the 40. And that's another nice chunk, maybe a five-yard gain, as Punxsutawney just on that ground game. That offensive line is really opening up some holes and causing trouble.
Yeah, Andrew Giordano sniffed that out and got himself another tackle. But it looks like right now Punxsutawney's using the power and strength of their line, and they're just playing smash-mouth football right now.
Well, and they're keeping everyone so fresh, too. That one was Mason Nesbitt. The one before, Landon Martz. They also have Bo Thomas. Here's a throw, and
yes,
the Owls got there quick and dropped him for about a six-yard loss.
Yeah, that was Ian DeGoyer and Evan Whitmore in on the QB sack there.
So that's a nice momentum builder for Bradford, who is getting run over a little bit on the rushing plays, and the first time that Punxsutawney tries to open up a pass, they're able to blow it up.
Yeah, DeGoyer was just unblocked on the end there and came in like a lightning bolt. So good to see that.
Third and 12 from the 42. Snap out of the shotgun. Quick pass. It's caught by Thomas. And, boy, three tacklers to bring him down. But he finally goes at about the 35-yard line. A little farther than that, 37-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like Eric Himes made the initial contact, and Nick DeGoyer again in to help him out and clean it up.
So that will make it the 33-yard line, will make it a fourth and three. Punxsutawney going for it. Hand it off to Nesbitt, Martz, rather.
Yep, and it's Evan Whitmore in on the tackle, but not before he got just enough for the first down there.
Just crosses over for first down yardage. Does Martz, and again, just really
their line's
rotating guys in and out,
yeah.
and that line as well.
Yeah, just imposing their will on the Owls right now.
First and 10 from the 26. Snap out from under center. And a wide open right up the middle, but there is a flag down. And basically walked into the end zone.
Yeah, landed Martz right up the middle, right up the gut, but I believe there's going to be a holding call on this one. We'll see what they have to say.
I mean, it wouldn't be hard to believe that there'd be some sort of holding. That hole was so big you could drive a truck through it.
Yeah, I thought I might have seen a chop block in there, but I'm not sure if I was.
So Martz was from the 26. He's going to have it wiped out. 26-yard touchdown run wiped out.
Yeah, that was a personal foul call on the Punxsutawney Chucks there. So that's a big penalty. So a big break for the Owls on that one.
Yeah, that's going to bring him back to the 41.
Much to the dismay of the Punxsutawney crowd over there. I heard that loud and clear that they
were
unhappy.
Yes.
Although it's good to see the stands are full and a really good student section out here, so it's always nice to see the Owls getting the support of the community and the school.
Here's the snap. Lots of time to throw. And caught by Bo Thomas.
Jordy Thompson textbook tackle on that one. Didn't let him get anywhere. Only about, what, a two-yard gain there, Jimmy?
Yeah, maybe a two- or three-yard gain. Goes from the 41 to the 38-yard line.
It does seem that neither team's really able to get into much of a rhythm on either side. I mean, between penalties and just doesn't seem to be like a real flow yet.
There has been quite a few, at least four penalties already in the game. 1 minute, 15 seconds left in the first quarter. Punksy's still leading 6-0. Looking at a 2nd and 22 out of the shotgun. And going to zip it over the center. Caught. And with some room, breaks a tackle. And an open field tackle at the 10 saves the touchdown.
And there's Jake France again making his presence felt on this team. He's obviously, like Coach said, going to be a really good addition to this team. But not before they drove down there and got a first down. Looks like it's going to be a first and goal or close to it.
Yeah, France and also Matthew Berry and with a little bit of secondary help.
So they're Punxsutawney's right directly in the middle of the field, working left to right, headed towards the school end zone with 40 seconds to go.
Here's the snap, run right up the middle. He's got some room and dives into the end zone. Does Landon Martz.
Yeah, they just that offensive line just opened up a giant hole right there, and he was able to just basically walk right in.
So a 10-yard run.
And it brings us to 12-0 in favor of the Chucks here. And it looks like they're going to be going for two.
35 seconds left in the first quarter. And with the return of Bradford Owls football, it's also the return of Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Our first quarter contestant was Larry Smith. And it looks like the Owls will have a little bit of time after receiving the kickoff here. Boy, and he's going to walk right in on that two-point conversion. Martz again.
Yeah, he literally just walked right in there. So
direct
no
snap. Direct snap, walks in. Two-point conversion is good. And when we come back, Larry Smith will be looking for a touchdown in the next 35.7 seconds to win a free lunch special from Toji Substation. However, Larry, if the Owls don't score, you still get the free value pack. You still get a free dinner off the value pack meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. You're already a winner. 14-0 here. Punksy leads Bradford. 35 seconds left in the first. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field as Punksy finds the end zone again, and with the two-point conversion, it's 14-0. Chuck's lead with 35 seconds left in the first quarter.
Yeah, and it looks like Jake France is deep for the Owls as the Chucks kick off.
And that's going to sail into the end zone as one of their offensive linemen, Matthew Grusky, boots it.
Yeah, that didn't get very high, but, boy, he definitely got some distance on it there. So
missile
nice kick
on that
by
thing.
Him. All right, so what do you think the Owls are going to do? They're going to change it up yet, or they're going to stick to the game plan here?
Well, they've been mostly throwing short passes. They were with Gleason in, a few runs to Gleason, a few runs to Thompson, and some short passes, mostly to the left side. I'd like to think that maybe they can try to keep that ground game going a little bit and then take a shot. Here's a little shovel pass for
looks like Jordy Thompson. Yeah. At least he got, looked like he gained about half a yard on that there. Just a little shovel pass, tried to cut back up the middle and just didn't find much room there.
Little forward momentum, make it a 2nd and 9. Reese.
Looks like they made a couple adjustments on the offensive line there as well. I see a couple different numbers in there.
Yeah, Coach Puglio did mention during the coach's show that he would have some guys coming in and out, giving some guys some chances down there in the trenches, knowing what Punksy brings to the table in that department. And that is going to end the first quarter. The Owls elect to not try to get the playoff. And again, Larry Smith, no score. Means you win the free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. 14-0 heading into the second quarter. Punxsy leads here in the season opener. For Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, you receive nationally recognized, innovative, and personalized care in Bradford, Pennsylvania, without the hassle of driving to a major city. Experience for yourself the convenience of office visits, diagnostic ultrasounds, and procedures in the comfort of our state-of-the-art facility, all under one roof. For over 16 years, Dr. Tejera has specialized in the treatment of complex artery and vein disease. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, patients know they aren't just a number in a computer. They're names and faces of real people we work together with to achieve a better quality of life. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome, and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Just about to get the second quarter underway as Punxsutawney scored twice in that opening quarter with one two-point conversion failed and one successful to make it 14-0. Yeah. After the first 12-minute frame.
Special moment out on the field real quick there, Jimmy. The family of former Bradford coach, Coach John Durham, is being honored as he's being selected into the Pennsylvania Football Hall of Fame. And I've heard some stories from some alumni from this football program, and they love that man. He was tough as nails. There was one way, his way, and that was it. But those players loved and respected him. So good to see his family out there.
Nice little moment there here in the home opener.
Yeah, he had an undefeated season one year, and they didn't have a single home game. The Parkway Field
really?
Was being renovated, so they played every game on the road, and they won them all.
Well, imagine signing up for that season. No home games. So we switch sides of the field. Owls now working from right to left. Reese with a second and nine. Working out of the backfield, out of the shotgun. And a pass is complete over the middle, almost. I think it's picked off.
I think it's fumbled. I believe it was caught by Adam Ward, number six for the Owls. And he just took a hit. Looked like the Punxsy defender, I'm not sure which one it was, put his helmet right in the ball and popped it right out.
Yeah, popped it right up. He got his hands back on it, just fingertips on it to try to pull it back in. But the Chucks ripped it away and was able to get their hands on it before it touched the ground. And, yeah, that's a turnover for the Owls. It's going to make it a first and 10 deep in Bradford territory at the 26-yard line.
Yeah, short field. The Chucks now working from right to – or left to right, excuse me, on your screen on the far hash there. So let's see what the Owls have in store for them in this side.
So the Chucks retake the field. Maddox Hetrick. Out from under center.
Looks like Gleason sneaking up there from his safety position.
He's going to hand it off again to Martz.
And I'm pretty sure every Owls offensive lineman had a hand in on that tackle, so good to see some teamwork there.
Yeah, that's another right up the middle run, which Punxsy's done a few times, and who can blame them with their success rate so far. That one, not nearly as successful. 3-yard gain, make it second and seven.
Yeah, it looked like Carter Cawley might have been the initial tackle on that. He's listed as 6'3", 185, junior.
Back in that offset eye for Punxsy, another handoff. This time, much more room. Side slips a defender there at his Martz.
Yeah, and Ian DeGolier looks like comes from his end position downfield there to make that tackle, and it's a good thing he did because there was nothing but green behind him.
Yeah, that's right. Stops him just shy of the first down to make it a third and two. For Punxsy.
Looks like the Owls are making a switch on the line here. Looks like they're going with a 4-4 defense here with nope, they're going to switch that up.
So here's the snap. Hand it off again to Martz. And I believe that's going to be good for a first, maybe a couple extra.
Yeah, Evan Whitmore just blew by his blocker there. Just did the swim move, shoved him right out of the way. Got back there with first contact, but not before he got the first down there. So nice play for Evan there.
Was able to get inside the 15 to about the 13-yard line. So I do have an opportunity for another first down, not in a first and goal situation, but getting down near to it.
Yeah, it looked like the Owls switching out again, maybe trying to keep their guys fresh.
And Bo Thomas goes in motion in the fullback position, handed off to Martz again. Lots of room on the right side, dive, brought him down inside the 5-yard line.
And A.J. Gleason again on the tackle there. Jimmy, Punxsutawney's just playing smash mouth football, plain and simple, and the Owls have yet to show that they can stop it. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, I mean, really, really strong running game. You know, we talked about how big and strong that offensive line is, and just the sheer number of backs that they have between Martz, between Thomas at fullback, and bring in Nesbitt every once in a while. And it seems like none of them lose a step.
It's like the Owls better get that 11th man out there. There he is. Came in a little late there.
All right. For second and one from the 4-yard line. In motion. Hand it off and into the end zone.
Yeah, that looked like number 32 for the Punxsutawney Chucks, and that would be Griffin White. Don't have any height or weight listed for him, but he is a junior running back and cornerback for the Chucks.
So that was a 4-yard touchdown run for Griffin White. And they'll go for two again. And it's going to be right on the line. I think they crossed.
Yeah, the near side referee's given the signal. That looks like its 2-point conversion is good. That man just drug four owls into the end zone. So strong run by him. I didn't catch his number, unfortunately.
I believe it was one of those two main backs that we've been seeing, Martz and Nesbitt. But that makes it 22-0 with 9 minutes and 9 seconds left in the first half. The Owls looking to get the offense going here when we come back. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field, where the Owls are set to return following the third Punxsy touchdown. After two of those touchdowns, they've had successful 2-point conversion. So it's 22-0, 9 minutes, 9 seconds left in the first half. Jake Franz is deep to return the ensuing kickoff.
Yeah, it's not often you see a 6'2", 260-pound kicker, but he's doing the job.
Yeah, last one went for a touchback. This one's another missile, but it's going to bounce at about the 23.
Looks like Matt Perry on
Perry struggling. He's going to have to jump on top of it. He does, but his knee touched down at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, unfortunately, that ball was skipping and spinning and hopping, and Perry just couldn't get a handle on it. So he grabbed it and dropped to a knee. So probably a smart play with the Punxsy defense bearing down on him there.
That's right. Yeah, if he hadn't have dropped to a knee, who knows if he would have even been able to get possession of that ball before the defenders got downfield. So first and 10 from the 20. The Owls, again, looking for some life here. Reese is going to be working out of the shotgun. He's got Jordy Thompson to his right side.
Yeah, I was working on the near side hash here.
Got Twins to his right and a solo wide receiver to his left. That'd be Jake Franz. It's going to be a handoff to Thompson. And it's going to be a positive gain of a few yards.
Yeah, it looks like he got 2, maybe 3 yards on that play. Just a run right up the middle. Had decent blocking. Just got tripped up. It looked like over his old man, actually.
Yeah, so we'll be looking at a second and eight, a short eight, a long seven.
It's like the 21-yard line for the Owls. Looks like Reese has changed the play at the line again.
Yeah, he's got split backs now. And awaits the snap. A little bit high, hands it off to Thompson. Thompson this time dives off the right side.
Yeah, he was hitting the backfield, probably 2 yards deep in the backfield, but it looks like he gained another yard, maybe a yard there to make it at least a positive gain.
So it'll be a third down now, third and about eight, seven or eight.
Let's see what the Owls are going to drop. I see they just brought A.J. Gleason in, so maybe they have a play drawn up for him to get him in the open field.
Yeah, Gleason's coming up, lining up as like a tight end. And we did see this a little bit last year, but he'll come across the middle. And that's exactly what they do. But they air it out to Franz, and he catches it at midfield. Yes. Stays in bounds. Oh, touches out at midfield. Boy, he thought he was gone.
Boy, let me tell you something. That was one heck of a pass. I mean, right in stride, that was a dart. An excellent play, an excellent catch, and a first down for the Owls.
That's a huge play. As we mentioned a little bit ago, I'd like to see him go for one just to see, to try to get the, you know, whether that be a momentum build or whatever. But it's so big. So Franz gets a nice catch there. It breaks him into Punxsutawney territory. They're at the 49-yard line, first and 10. And now Franz can also get into a little bit of a rhythm as well.
What was that, about 29-yard catch, Jim?
Yeah, I'd say so. Gleason in motion, pitched it out to Thompson. Thompson gets across the line of scrimmage and a yard or two.
Again, Jordy's hitting the backfield, but still gets at least a yard out of that. So there's no quitting that young man.
Yeah, it's tough to get through this Punxsutawney defensive line.
I think they've been using AJ as a decoy as much as they have in the game itself. So, and from talking to AJ, he's A-OK with any role he can play on this team. He just wants to win.
Now we've got a whistle here, but no flag.
Looks like the ref just sent number 56 for Punxsutawney off the field. Not sure, maybe he has some blood on the uniform.
Something on the uniform, maybe.
Or if the ref noticed something, maybe he took a hit.
Well, now Punxsutawney's shifting around. Reese awaits the snap, second and nine. And he's got a man on the sideline, but it's just out of his reach.
Yeah, just out of the reach of Adam Ward there. That would have been a phenomenal catch had he come up with it.
Yeah, laid out for that one. Just couldn't quite get there. And it's going to bring up a third and long. 6:42 left in the first half. Punxsutawney still leading 22-0. Bradford now, the offense, trying to maintain these signs of life.
Yeah, third and nine here. Owls on the far hash mark, working from right to left here, Parkway Field.
Franz is all by himself on the left side. Reese with split backs. Going to take the snap, looks to his right, looks to his left, and tackled in the backfield. Just as it looked like he was going to try to launch one to Franz, who is just on a go route, he gets popped in the backfield.
Yeah, they just blew right through the line there, and unfortunately, Talon took a shot, but in true Talon fashion, he pops right back up and jogs off the field.
So second guy off to the sideline, he is. So after that big loss, it's a fourth and 17, so a loss of about eight on that play. And the punt is away, a booming punt.
Yeah, that's the freshman Brody Haviland with a great kick there for us.
Fair caught at the 25 with a lot of hang time, able to get the special teams downfield and no chance of a return. Inside of 6 minutes to go in the first half, and Punxsutawney will retake the field on the offensive side.
Yeah, far hash mark again over on the away sideline there, working left to right here. Let's see what the Owls can drop. Looks like they've made some adjustments on their player, their personnel in there. Let's see what they got.
And it'll be Hetrick again out of the shotgun this time. He's going to roll out to the right. He's got a man there open. Caught the ball and heading for midfield. Brought down near the 49-yard line just before he gets in the Owls' territory is Zach Presloyd.
Yeah, he made a nice play there to shuffle and dodge the first defender, but he was cleaned up by Owls' number 13, Nick DeGoyer. Knocked him out of bounds.
So a big chunk there for Punxsie. First and 10 from the 49. Now on the right hash mark as Hetrick rolled out to his right there.
It's looking like we might get some weather here to affect the game, Jim.
Yeah, it's getting a little dark up there. Here's a run right up the middle, and Martz is down for the first down across the 35 to the 30 and finally dragged down at about the 29, 28-yard line.
Yeah, Adam Ward with a touchdown-saving tackle there for the Owls.
Yeah, big jersey pull there. Slowed him down just enough for Ward to get there.
Adam's listed as 5'9", 140, but, man, he's playing a lot bigger than that.
Yes.
And he's a really good-looking player out there.
Looks like one of the defensive linemen, John Jasper, just hit the sideline. Was holding his thigh for a second as if there was a cramp, but seems to be walking normally. First and 10 for Punxsie. Hand it off to Martz again, right up the middle, and so much room inside the 10, 5, and touchdown Punxsie as Martz is just dicing through the Owls' defense.
Yeah, Jake France made a heck of an adjustment and tripped him up there, but he was able to spill himself into the end zone there for another touchdown for Punxsie.
Yeah, where was a 28-yard run for Martz, who gets his second touchdown of the game, and he also has a two-point conversion where he walked in basically untouched as well on a direct snap.
I see A.J. Gleason on the sideline here. Well, this Owls defense looks a lot different when he's not in there.
And here's a handoff to Martz, and he's going to get through again for another two-point conversion. Successful.
Yeah, and from what I've seen watching the years of high school football I have, if you got a line that's this dominant, you're going to give your opponent a tough time for the entire game. And Punxsutawney's just, they're big, they're strong, they're fast. And they're just imposing their will right now, both offensively and defensively, as we've seen there.
Absolute fits. 4:45 left in the first half. It's 30-0, Punxsie leads. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field. Punxsie's leading 30-0 with 4:45 left in the second quarter. Let's check back in with our Togees touchdown sweepstakes contestants. In the second quarter here is Nathan Stoll. Nathan Stoll. And caught at the 5-yard line by Franz. He's going to skip across the 25, cut back and brought down at the 27, 28-yard line as the Owls offense will retake the field. Nathan, if the Owls score here in the next 4 minutes, 38 seconds of playing time in the remainder of the second quarter, you'll win a free lunch special from Togees Substation. If the Owls do not score, you'll win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Togees Family Restaurant for Togees Touchdown Sweepstakes. You can enter today at either location, and we pull 4 winning names every week all season long.
Yeah, the Owls on the 28-yard line here on the near hash mark. Let's see if they got some action here before halftime.
Reese is going to work out of the shotgun. Looking downfield, and it's caught. Dropped.
Dropped by Carter Cawley, number 20.
looked like he hit him right on the numbers, but was also hit right as he was catching the ball. So,
yeah, Carter, we have him listed here. I mean, 6'3", 185. He's a big kid, big frame kid. He's very athletic. And
certainly looks like he gained a couple inches from last season, if memory serves.
Yeah, absolutely. He looks like he's growing real well.
Reese, this time, is resetting a little bit. Split backs. He's got Franz to his left. Takes the snap. It's going to be a keeper. Reese is going to roll out with it. Lowers his shoulder into the defender as he's coming in for the tackle. Holy smokes. Reese with the truck stick. And he's going to get a nice little gain out of it.
Yeah, that young man is definitely not afraid of contact, as he imposed his will there and got a couple more yards out of it. So
my word. Just drops the shoulder and meets him head on. It's going to be a gain of 7 and a 3rd and 3 as we approach the 4-minute mark here of the first half. All right, one man in the backfield with Reese. He's got trips to the right side and Franz all by himself on the left. And it's going to be a quick throw and caught for a short gain, not quite enough for the first.
Adam Ward out there on the catch, and looks like just one gain, 1 yard gain there. Brings up a 4th and 1 for the Owls. You know, this late in the first half, the way things are going, I'm going for it, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think. Well, it looks like they're bringing out a special teams, but yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. I'm sure you can make arguments for either way. Down 30 with 3:14 left on a 1 yard fourth down. I don't know. Take a shot. But it looks like they're going to elect to punt it away. And that's another bit of a missile there, but doesn't take the friendliest. Oh, secondary roll is very friendly for the Owls, and it's going to roll inside the 30.
Yeah, another nice punt by freshman Brody Havlin there. So it's good to see some young guys in there making an impact on the game.
Well, that might be part of it as well. Electing to not go for it there is keep everyone cool, get the regular reps in. We're punting on 4th down. There's no panic.
Yeah, and the Owls seem to be doing a good job of swapping guys in and out. A night this high, you're always on the lookout for cramps.
Yeah.
So keeping these guys fresh and hydrated is definitely a good thing.
Punksy's going to take over at the 28-yard line. 1st and 10 with 2:55 left.
Looks like a flag on the far side there.
Another flag is going to be
on Punxsutawney. I'm not sure what the call was, but it looks like a 5-yard penalty on Punxsutawney.
It's the 5th or 6th flag of the game, though they've slowed down here in the second quarter. I remember we had two flags down before the second play from scrimmage. 1st and 15 now. Handoff right up the middle again with a little bit of room and gets some of that penalty back is Griffin White.
And A.J. Gleason in for his 5th tackle of the game. So he's picking up right where he left off last year.
So that's a gain of about 4 to make it 2nd and 11 back to the 28-yard line on the left hash mark, working from left to right.
Yeah, it looks like the Owls have dropped it back into more of a prevent defense here.
Yeah, and a good play call as they do go with the pass, but it is completed. No yard after the catch, but a nice catch there by Zach Presloyd.
Yeah, Jake Franton on the tackle for the Owls.
Just shy of the 1st down as it brings up a 3rd and 1.
Yeah, Coach Puglio was definitely right when he said that Jake was going to make an impact on this team here in the coaches' show.
Yeah, he's such an athlete, man, and he's been a leader on the basketball team already he got some freshman playing time, but since his sophomore year, he's really been such a good player. Someone's helmet popped off here on third down.
Yeah, that looked like the tackler for the Bradford Owls, which would be number 59, Jace Geist, a freshman for our Owls. 5'10", 185, a freshman again.
So Griffin White, kind of a backup RB for the Chucks, getting a lot of run here with the 30-point lead. He already had a touchdown on the night, so he does get incorporated quite a bit, but getting some extended usage now as he gets the first down there.
Yeah, it looks like the Chucks have subbed in some second-team guys here.
And there's another complete pass, this one to Bo Thomas. And finally wrapped up and brought down 2 yards shy of the first.
Yeah, that was Eric Himes in on the tackle there. That's his fourth tackle of the game, so he's doing his part out there for the Owls defense.
Some of these tackles aren't coming too awful easy either. I mean, Bo Thomas just looks so big and strong.
Looks like a timeout for Punxsutawney with 59 seconds to go here in the second quarter.
So we'll, with about a minute left, we will keep it here as opposed to another tax-in timeout. Waiting for the last minute of the second quarter to determine what Nathan Stoll will win as a part of Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Punxsutawney is up 30-0 and currently working on a second down with 2 yards to go from the 45-yard line in Bradford's territory. And Bradford offense has had flashes, I'd say, but just haven't been able to put together a full drive. And the defense really is just struggling with that up front on the line. It's such a noticeable difference on that Punxy line.
Yeah, Punxsutawney's coming in here as advertised. I mean, they're going to be a strong contender in the D9 this year. The one thing I've seen that they're going to want to do is clean up the penalties. I mean, they've had five or six already.
Yeah. The way the offensive line is just opening up, runs right up the middle just like that for another first down and a gain of another, 7 yards or so. And right up, nothing fancy about it.
No, not at all. And it was Jordy Thompson and Jake Abers in on the tackle there.
So that one brings up another first down, this time from the 37-yard line. 41 seconds left. Passing play and over the shoulders of Bo Thomas. And incomplete. We got some Punxy coaches not happy about something, I think.
Yeah, they didn't look like an Owls player got off the field in time. And, I mean, you're up 30-0 at halftime. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Probably it'll be okay.
It will be okay.
took a shot there, did Punxy. 37 seconds, clock stopped. Second and 10 from the 37. Out of the shotgun again is Hetrick. And this one is going to be a play action caught. And lots of room on the left side. First down, gets inside the 20 and wrapped up and brought down near the 17-yard line. I think Punxy's going to call for a timeout.
Yeah, and even in a prevent defense there, Punxy's time was able to find a seam. Looks like they were brought down by Matt Perry and Jordan Thomas again in on the tackle.
So Punxy, very gung-ho here to get another touchdown before the end of the half. Even with that 30-point lead, very aggressive. As they get the first down inside the 20. So back in the red zone, 18-yard line it looks like. First and 10, they'll take a timeout here.
Yeah, I'm just looking over the stats here, Jimmy, and it looked like when the Owls opened up their offense, I mean, the first three plays were runs to A.J. Gleason, and he gained 10 yards on three runs, and then we haven't seen him with the ball in his hand since then, on a run play anyway. Maybe we can make an adjustment at halftime there and get him, get the ball in the playmaker's hands here.
Yeah, I he's been on the field. We saw him come out and was being looked at just momentarily.
Yeah, I mean, he was out
the field
and right back in, so.
And as you said earlier, it was being used kind of as a decoy at points. So we'll hope, there's nothing to be looked into. There's a little shovel pass to Bo Thomas. He's going to take it inside the 10 and get close to another first down.
Yeah, brought down by number 57. Looks like sophomore Sean Ward in on the tackle.
And that's another timeout for Punxy as they are very much looking to punch it in again here before the half. So brought down there inbounds, would keep the clock running. They make sure to get the timeout off. 18 seconds to play. And it was short of the first by about a yard. So they're looking at a second and one when they come back. And a lot of the main guys, you know, we saw some of the, I don't want to call them the second team, but we saw some of the guys that they run in and out, so many guys, so much personnel. But a lot of those main guys are back in. Griffin White is still in the backfield, but Bo Thomas still out there. He's lined up at wide receiver as opposed to a fullback right now. And obviously Hetrick still in at quarterback. Funksy retakes. They're from the right hash mark here, second and one. Out of the shotgun, over to Thomas. He's wide open in the flat. And he's brought down in the backfield for a loss of a yard.
Yeah, first contact by Adam Ward, number six for the Owls, and cleaned up by, it looks like, number 15, Matt Perry again.
Quickly back to the line as Punksy snaps the ball and spikes it to stop the clock with 2.5 seconds left. So they'll have time for one shot into the end zone on fourth down. And the Owls will try to keep them out. 30-point deficit here. And first game of the year, I always forget where our mercy is. I think it's 35.
I believe you're correct. And it looks like the Owls are stacking the box. They're going to put eight men right up front.
So I guess maybe that's the – maybe they're looking to go mercy by the end of the first half. Owls are trying to stay out of it. And this touchdown will make the difference. Touchdown or lack thereof will make the difference. Here's the snap. Looks back. Hetrick fires. It's tipped.
Almost picked off by A.J. Gleason there. He made a nice play on that ball. So.
Yeah, Gleason got a hand on it, and that brings us to the end of the first half. Punksy, you know, obviously the Owls were able to come up with a stop there, but they still have a long road to claw back from as Punksy leads 30-0 here at the end of the first half of play. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it'll be time for the Bradford Owls Halftime Show presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering in Bradford. Featuring all your first half stats and a scoring recap, it's Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, In Tandem, Dexter's Service & Collision, Zimmerman Real Estate, and Gleason Construction. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with a car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
It's Friday Night Lights and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can can make a difference today.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Team Miner is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Miner in Bradford is there for you. Team Miner provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Miner can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to teamminer.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Miner!
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. It's time for the Owls Halftime Show, presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering. Now, the Owls are currently down 30-0 to Punxsutawney here in the season opener, the home opener. Punxsutawney, you know, we knew there's been a lot of talk about their offensive line, defensive line, and how they looked in some recently here in the off season with some scrimmages and stuff like that. They also had a strong season last year as well, just with the early playoff exit against St. Mary's. But boy, they have been playing, you know, just as exactly as they wanted to, I'm sure, as that offensive line has dominated and really opened up some holes and opened up the running game. And the Owls have struggled to find an answer for that. And the defensive line is doing enough to break up any momentum. The Owls have had a couple of flashes, but not really been able to put anything together.
No, not yet. And the one thing I do like to see from the Owls is it looks like they're mixing up the run to pass a lot better than what we've seen last year. I mean, there was a game last year they ran the ball five times total.
Total, yeah.
So it's nice to see the Owls mix up. Looks like they're about 50-50 on the run to pass. And I do have a few stats here if you're ready for them, Jimmy.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll do stats first.
Not a whole lot to talk about on offense. So far, Jordy Thomas has just a few yards on five runs. And then, as we were speaking earlier, A.J. Gleason had the first three carries of the game and got 10 yards on those three carries. So hopefully they can bring him back into the game plan a little bit, make some halftime adjustments. On the defensive side, Evan Whitmore and Ian DeGoyer combined for a sack. They really put a hit on that guy, too. I mean,
right.
That was a nice play. Jordy Thomas has six tackles so far, and A.J. Gleason has five tackles and a pass deflect.
So Gleason got that early work and has been pretty quiet on offense since. Still getting a lot of getting in on the action on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, that would lead you to believe that there's no, you know, playing through something or with a slight injury, anything like that. He's still getting in on the hits on defense. So hopefully he can get incorporated here in the second half.
Yeah, and Jake France is as advertised. I mean, the kid's athletic. He's playing well on both sides of the ball so far. He's got two catches for 35 yards. And both times he's been targeted, he's came up with the ball. So good to see him. That's definitely a positive for the Owls moving forward. I think just from talking to coaches and players and people around, you know, the D9, this might be the toughest team Bradford sees this year.
It looks like it. I mean, it's so hard to try to put up anything again. When the offensive line is that strong and that big and that good, it's so hard to fight off a good, strong running game. So not only do they have the line dominating on just about every snap, they have the RBs to back it up, and they're able to kind of keep these guys fresh. They have the fullback in as Bo Thomas, And he's been able to, you know, he doesn't really lose a step in speed, not a noticeable one anyways. And he's tall and big and strong. And then you hand it off to the two other guys, main guys back there, I should say, who so far have been Martz, Landon Martz and Griffin White. We've also seen Mason Nesbitt getting some run in at running back. And they've just been able to literally run right up the middle. No fakes, no, you know, shimmies or shifts, nothing like that.
No.
Just run up the middle.
And I seen an interview with Adam Nickel, head coach of the Punxsutawney staff, and he flat out said that the key to this team this year was going to be their line. Yeah. And if their line played well and stayed healthy, that he had some high hopes for them. And as advertised, one thing that I've also noticed is not only is this team big, like physically big, they're fast.
Yeah.
Like even their line is fast. So, I mean, that's just tough for any team. They're going to give any team trouble.
Yeah, they should be a team to keep eyes on this year. Obviously, week one, and it's a long season. But, boy, they look good this year, do the Chucks. On Bradford's side of the ball, as you mentioned, low in the offensive stat categories, but be looking to make some sort of changes here, whether that be get Gleason the ball, whether that be a few more targets for Franz, or find him a different way to get that ball with an end around or whatever. I'm sure they're going to be trying to get the playmakers going a little bit. We saw from Reese on that keeper play. Now, obviously, if you're going to hand that kid the ball or let him take off with the ball, boy, you want him to be careful because he was not afraid to lower his shoulder on that one keeper he had. But, you know, maybe that's another way to try to shake things up, get the offense going, get the momentum built.
Yeah, and if they get this line straightened out to where they're playing better and more effectively, I mean, they have three very dynamic playmakers on that all squad, that being Talon Reese, A.J. Gleason, and Jake France.
That's right.
I mean, he's been impressive. I mean, that's his first half of football ever.
Yeah.
And also noticed that Bradford was subbing in quite a few freshmen and underclassmen there. So I personally think that's you're starting to see the midget league, the Raptors.
Yep.
You're starting to see the Raptors coming up. You're starting to see their presence felt. And I spend a lot of time, unfortunately, with Coach Mike Gow down at Fresh.
Right.
And he has told me that when those kids are coming up to him in seventh grade, they already know the language. They already understand the basic concepts of football, and they've been on the field before, so they know what to expect. So
yeah.
It's a lot easier for him and his staff, you know, to tailor make them. And I know he spent some time with Coach Puglio and the other coaches up here at the high school level on what they want him to work on his kids with. So hopefully just keep that ball rolling over the next 2 years, and we just keep replenishing our – you know, our supply here.
You can only imagine how much of a change that is to have kids that, you know, have played the sport organized for several years before reaching that level. We're going to take another break, and then when we come back, we'll do a quick scoring recap to tell you exactly how we got here. Again, we're at the halftime mark with Punxsy leading 30-0 here in the season opener. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
This football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full-service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 125. Open every day, even holidays. For delivery, call 36-TOJI'S.
Navigating the housing market can be a challenge, whether you're buying or selling a home.
talk to Zimmerman Realty, a team of real estate experts in our area. Zimmerman Realty can introduce you to the most up-to-date listings in Bradford, Smethport, and Eldred. They can even show you properties that are listed with other real estate agencies. If you're looking to sell, Zimmerman Realty offers a free market analysis to help you determine the value of your home. Visit their website and sign up today at ZimmermanRealtyLLC.com.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Bradford Owls Halftime Show on WESB Sports. So the halftime show is presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering in Bradford. The Owls trailing Pungsey 30-0. And we've gotten, obviously, through two quarters of football. So before I tell you how we got to a 30-0 score, let's recap. We've gotten through two contestants so far in Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. With no score tonight, that means Larry Smith and Nathan Stoll are both going to win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. And we'll have two more contestants coming up in the third and fourth quarters. Again, you can enter any day at Toji's Family Restaurant or Toji's Substation all season long. Each week we draw four winning names from the on-site entries, two from each location, and assign those winners a quarter of the Owls game. If the Owls score during your given quarter, you receive the free lunch special from Toji's Substation. And if the Owls don't score, again, you win the free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. Either way, though, once we pull your name, you are already a winner with Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. All right, quick scoring recap before we get ready for the second half of play. Been, again, all Pungsey here so far. They did receive the opening kickoff, which means the Owls will receive here to start the third quarter. But they took that opening drive and just marched down the field. Lots of run plays, plays right up the middle. And they ended up scoring on their first drive courtesy of a 30-yard run from Bo Thomas, their fullback, who has been very productive. He's also lined up in the backfield as a true running back, halfback, and he's lined up wide as a wide receiver as well. So he's been moving all over the place. He got their first touchdown, 30-yard run. The two-point conversion, though, was no good for a 6-0 Pungsey lead. Later in the first quarter, the second touchdown for Pungsey was on a 10-yard pass. Now, this one went from their quarterback, Maddox Hetrick, 10 yards to Landon Martz, their starting halfback. And Martz also, on that occasion, walked in, took a direct snap on the two-point conversion and walked into the end zone for a 14-0 lead. And that's where we ended the first quarter. Went into the second quarter, the Owls struggling still a little bit, but did show some signs of life. They were able to complete a handful of passes, but not. I think they started a drive at one point, or got a drive at one point into Pungsey territory, but ended up having to punt it away after they were pushed back with a penalty. But Pungsey did score again on a 4-yard run from Griffin White, the backup running back. The two-point conversion there was also good to make it 22-0. And then Pungsey really pushed the issue to try to run up the score here before halftime. They scored on a 28-yard run from Landon Martz again, and Martz with another successful two-point conversion to make it 30-0. They attempted, after another Bradford punt, to score again to get to the mercy rule by the end of the first half. The Owls were able to come up with a stand there as Pungsey got inside the 10. A couple plays couldn't get in, a passing play for no gain, maybe a short loss, and then an incomplete pass on fourth down is how we ended that first half. Again, 30-0. For the Chucks over the Owls. And the Owls have retaken the field here, stretching out by the school side end zone.
Yeah, Jimmy, I was just looking through my stats and rosters here, and this Bo Thomas listed at 6 foot 190 as a sophomore. So
yeah,
we may be seeing him for a few years because that's scary. As good as he is right now, he's definitely got some potential in him there.
That 6 foot seems a little sus to me. He looks like one of the taller kids on the team. So I think that 6 foot was probably even before a little bit of a spurt maybe.
Right.
He is a big boy, strong boy, yes. And as you mentioned, in his sophomore season, going to be a problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Going to be an absolute problem.
So if I'm the Owls here, I think I'm going to go back to basics. I mean, go back to basics, run the ball up the middle like they started out the game with, but also sprinkle in that pass there. I mean, when you have a talent like Talon Reese on the field, you got to use that arm. You got to use that speed. I wouldn't mind seeing him use his legs a little bit more. But let's go back to basics. Let's get the guys refocused. And, I mean, we've seen a big comeback not too long ago in the Big 30. There's no reason there couldn't be one
tonight.
Yeah, that's
right. Yep. Now, it would be I wonder, you know, and I don't know how much of these plays are in the book or how much they're practiced, but just putting, you know, some quick scenarios together. We've seen Reese and his ability with his legs. And we've also seen that the defensive line is struggling, or the offensive line, rather, is struggling a little bit against this defensive line. So maybe that pocket doesn't hold up quite as well, but you do want to try to see if you can't get Franz out there in space. So I wonder if there's any possibility for some rollout plays or even option plays where Reese can take the snap, roll out to one side or the other. If it's opened up, he could take off with it a little bit like we saw him do earlier. And if the run isn't there, then we can let him air it out to Franz. I wonder if they have anything like that drawn up.
Yeah, and maybe even use the speed of Logan Kohler, number 30,
right,
for the Owls, because
yeah,
that kid has all-state speed. Let's see if we can get him opened up and show off what he can do.
Yeah, you can flare A.J. Gleason across the middle to pull the defense. Here's the opening kickoff of the second half. Franz is going to catch it inside the 5. He's at the 20 now. Little stutter step, and he goes down after getting forward progress at about the 21, maybe the 22-yard line.
Yeah, and the Owls, he just brought the ball straight up the middle, and it looked like a seam started to open up, but it closed very quickly. So our Owls are going to start first and 10. Looks like the 21 directly in the middle of the field and working from right to left. So let's see what the Owls can come up with, see what adjustments they made.
I'd like to see a quick start here. For the Owls offense.
Looks like Thompson back in the backfield, split off to Talon's left.
Yeah, Talon out of the shotgun, and it's going to be a handoff to Thompson. And boy, runs into problems right up front. Of course, he doesn't go down, but.
No, he just got wrapped up by, looks like big number 75 for Punxsutawney.
Yeah, that's Grusky.
He's a big boy.
Yeah,
down
Matthew
there.
Grusky. It's called his name a couple times. He's also doing the kickoffs.
Yes.
For Punxsy. Here's second and 11 after the loss of one. Reese.
Looks like they brought in a few different players on there.
Yeah, they're going with split backs now, and it looks like Carter Cawley in the backfield with Jordy.
Gleason and France lined up on the near sideline here together.
That's fun. He is looking that way. And now is a rollout from Reese.
Nice.
Tries to split the defenders. He does, and he's going to keep it and turn it into a positive yardage. What a little hop step there.
Just an athletic play by Talon there, and got me excited there for a second. I thought he might have had some space there, but no doubt a good gain by Talon there. And looked like he faked the defense out a little bit, like he was pointing his guys around.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he gave a little point. Didn't even have to throw the pump fake as the point sold it. And then he did almost like a jump stop, like a basketball jump stop to break through those defenders.
Yeah, so a nice 7-yard gain for Talon.
Talon's rolling out again to his left. Thrown to Gleason, caught.
Looks like it's going to be a first down there, Jimmy.
Yeah, he's right near the area. It's hard to see on that close sideline. That's where the team's lined up.
Looks like he's about a yard short, so it's going to bring up a 4th and 1 for the Owls, so a 3-yard gain there.
Yeah, 4th and 1, and there is a pretty big personnel change, so I do believe they're going to punt it away.
Yeah, looks like Brody Haviland to get in to punt for Bradford. And I can't catch the number of the Punxsy, the deep back for Punxsutawney here.
They've only had a couple. This one's going to take a bounce over the head. Friendly Bradford bounce inside the 35, almost to the 30-yard line. Was that Presloyd who would be? Nope, that was Thomas, who decided not to return.
And again, let's focus on positives. That was another good punt by that freshman. I mean, he's no doubt got the leg, and I believe he's the one. The punting and the kickoff, the opening kickoff, was done by Mr. France. So let's use soccer skills.
Yeah.
And so it looks like the Chucks are at the 31-yard line near hash mark, and they're working from the school side down to the creek side. So let's see what Bradford's defense has for them.
So first and 10, it's a run up the middle.
That's a nice play by Jake. Oh, it looked like Eric Himes in there tripped him up in the backfield.
And a nice job with the stop there, is that's kind of been the killer all night, is just that dive right up the middle. And able to hold it to a 2-yard gain there as Martz can't find any space on the first run of the second half.
Yeah, and the Owls sticking with the four down linemen.
Here's another run, this one off the left tackle. And this one is open for a first down and across to about the 45-yard line. A gain of about 12 yards.
And Adam Ward with a tackle in there. He just jumped on his back and rode him till he fell down there. So.
Yeah, that's one way to do it.
Again, the Owls subbing a bunch of guys in and out here.
Yeah, first and 10 from the 45. And, you know, the Owls were able to come away with a stop to end the first half. They need to do it again to stay out of the mercy rule. Here's another handoff to Martz, and he takes a hit. Nice stop there from Gleason.
Yeah, Mr. Gleason putting in a hit like we're used to seeing him. Last year, he put some hits down.
Yeah, that's right.
I was like, there's no way that kid's getting up, and somehow they always did. But
that one is right around midfield, so that's a 5-yard gain. Brings up second and 5 from the 50.
Yeah, 6th tackle on the night for Mr. Gleason. So he's having a decent night here on defense. Looks like defensive leader Evan Whitmore's on the sideline talking to the coordinator now.
There's another handoff to Martz, and that's good for another first down and a gain of about another 10 yards. Just breaking off 10-yard chunks.
Yeah, and Jordy Thompson with his 10th tackle tonight. Yeah, I'm not sure why Whitmore would have been pulled off the field there. Coach Puglio said that he was the defensive leader, was going to call the play, so maybe him and the defensive coordinator here are getting back on the same page.
First and 10 from the 40. Out of the shotgun this time is Hetrick. Takes the snap, hands it off, and that's going to be another 10, 15, 20, 25. 30-yard run as he gets into the 30-yard line before going out of bounds.
Yeah, rode down there by Nick DeGolier.
And that was, number 32 again, Griffin White, with a 30-yard run. And that's going to make it first and goal, I believe. It looked like he got to the 10. Yeah, that's where they got it.
Yep, first and goal. I see they dropped the pylons on the far side there.
First and goal from the 10. Under center is Hetrick. He's going to hand it off to Griffin White. White is going to get brought down just shy of the end zone. So the Owls able to hold him out after a 9-yard gain. But it is second and goal from the 1.
Yeah, Matt Perry on the touchdown saving tackle there.
But tough ask to get the goal line stop on a team like this. Yeah, and that's just going to be Bo Thomas, direct snap.
Yep, right up the middle. So another touchdown for Punxsutawney. That brings our score to 36-0 Chucks with 7:18 left to go in the third quarter here. Looks like they're going to go for a 2-point conversion, and I believe, Jimmy, that'll bring us to the mercy rule, so they'll have a running clock.
Yeah. If If memory serves, I think it's a 35-point mercy rule.
Yeah. Oh, looks like they're going for a field goal here.
Oh, yeah. At least lining up for it. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick, and it is good. So the extra point is good, and that makes it 37-0. Punxsie leads after the one-yard run from Bo Thomas, and that should put the Owls into the mercy with 7:18 left in the third quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 7 minutes, 18 seconds left in the third quarter as Punxsie takes a 37-0 lead and puts the Owls into the mercy rule. Here's the ensuing kickoff, booted down to about the 3-yard line. Jake Franz catches it there and is going to bring it up in between the hash marks. There is a flag down as Friends approaches the 30-yard line.
Yeah, that was a nice little cutback move, stutter step, got another 7 or 8 yards out of it. It looks like he brought it up to nearly the 30-yard line.
We'll see if that holds as the flag is down on the Owls' side of the field. As we get back into the third quarter here, holding on the Owls. Our third quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes is Jennifer Thomas. Jennifer, you're already a winner, but the Owls are going to determine here in the next 7 minutes and 8 seconds of playing time what exactly you'll win. If they are held scoreless through the third quarter, you win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If they do find their way into the end zone, it's a free lunch special from Toji's Substation.
Yeah, that penalty, Jimmy, brought the ball all the way back to, looks like, the 10-yard line
of
the
Owls. Rough.
Dead center of the field here, so working right to left. So let's see what adjustments were made. I've seen Talon was talking to the coordinator quite a bit down here, so maybe an adjustment or two has been called in.
We got another whistle here. That's going to be a timeout.
Looks like timeout for Bradford. That's the first one of this half.
For the Owls. So we'll take a tax-in timeout. It's presented by a tax-in restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 in Lewis Run with the best handmade pierogies around. It is 37-0, 6:43 left in the third quarter. A tax-in timeout, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website, gleason-construction.com, to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
WESB Sports.
Back to the action here at Parkway Field, coming out of the tax-in timeout. Bradford Owls are 1st and 10 from their own 10. Reese drops back. He's got a man down, dives for it, but it's called incomplete.
Yeah, it looked like that ball just skipped the ground there. But again, Jake France in there. You can't say enough about Jake France's effort tonight. I mean, he's really laying it out there on the field tonight. Unfortunately, it hasn't produced any points yet, but we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, excited to watch him this season. He's such a good athlete.
Really,
great kid.
Yeah, really nice kid. I get to see him at work on occasion, and just a joy to talk to. He's just a well-spoken, smart young man. A pleasure to always have him in.
So after the incomplete pass, it's 2nd and 10 from the 10. Reese, shovel pass to Thompson.
Oh, ball's on the ground.
And Punxsie is saying they got it. Yeah, and they do.
Yep. Thompson took a pretty good hit there on that, which may have knocked it out. He's a bit frustrated with himself, but he's a resilient young man. He'll bounce back.
So they get it near the 11-yard line. does Punxsie. So it's going to bring up a first and 10 from the 11. Knocking on the door again here after their second takeaway of the game. As remember, they had the bobbled pass to bobbled fumble interception type takeaway in the first half. Quick to the line is Punxsie. And clock is stopped with a timeout.
Yep, timeout Punxsutawney's their first one of the half.
So it was a rather strange series of events. As Punxsie went into a huddle, and then they rushed right out of the huddle. But I don't think they were in danger as far as the game clock or the play clock went.
No, I didn't notice the clock being down. I try to keep an eye on that.
And rushed to the line and then called the timeout anyways.
It does. I do see a lot of different numbers in that huddle over there for Punxsutawney, so maybe they're switching in some of their younger guys, get them some time on the field tonight.
Could be, now that they're already in that mercy rule, 37-0, and again, a 35-point differential will kick the mercy rule into effect. It's a running clock except for after scores. Timeouts, obviously, and any time the officials signal for a dead clock. Coming out of the timeout, first and 10 from the 11 for Punxsutawney. Hetrick seems to still be in at QB. He is. It's going to be handed off to Griffin White, and a little dive off the left side. It's going to be shy of the touchdown, and it looks like also a little shy of the first down as well.
Yeah, Nick DeGoyer in on the tackle for the Owls. He's looking good, and only a sophomore. So
yeah, second and one. 1 yard shy of that first down and 2 yards shy of the end zone. Here's another handoff to White. Stumbles his way forward and into the end zone for a touchdown. Griffin White with his second TD of the game.
Yeah, just missed being tackled in the backfield by a combination of Evan Whitmore and DeGoyer again and back there, but he was able just to make a little hop step and dive right into the end zone.
Yeah, it was a nice little cutback play. They went with that, just a dive on the left side back to back.
And then for the field goal.
Yeah, there's the kick is up and splits the uprights again, so extra point game has been on par so far as they take the 44-point lead, 44-0 with 4:55 left in the third. And the Owls still looking to get on the board for the first time tonight as we tick away into the fourth quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to the action as Punxsie has scored again here to make it 44-0, and the kick is up for the following kickoff. Caught at about the 24-yard line.
Kohler.
Yeah, Kohler is off and running, and he's going to break a couple tackles, spin out of another, and get to about the 45.
See, I knew if he got lost in space there that he was going to make his presence felt with his legs, and as he showed right there, that boy is lightning quick.
Yeah, yeah. Logan Kohler, just a sophomore, but got a little bit of playing time last year and was able to make the most out of it. First and 10 from the 45. The Owls looking to get on the board. Reese drops back. He's going to step up, loses the ball. He's got to jump on top of it, and he does.
Yeah, I noticed the Owls. It's the first time tonight I've seen him with no backs back there with Talon.
Yeah. Empty
so
backfield.
Obviously looking to open up the passing game a little bit here.
I think they just want to break, just get on the board, end the snide there. And
yeah, 2 yard loss there. For
you don't want to start week two without a TD.
Yeah,
not great for the mentals.
We're headed to Cowder Sport next week, so that's going to be another challenge for the Owls over
there. Yeah. They do have a back with there now, Jordy Thompson back there. Reese will pitch it over to him on the right side. Nice little stutter step, and he's going to get back that loss of yardage and quite a bit more. It'll be shy of the first down, but a nice gain for Thompson.
Yeah, just a quick pitch. The Owls going from right to left, so a quick pitch to the right, so he headed towards the visitor sideline there. He was able to turn that corner and come up just about, looks like a long yard, maybe 2 yards short of the first down there.
Yeah, third and two, which makes that a gain of about nine. And set up here in Punxsie territory. Haven't made it into Punxsie territory a whole lot tonight, so they'll want to make the most of this. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Reese again with Thompson, but this time on the left side. And he's going to hand it off to him again. Right up the middle, good for a first down. And there's a flag down. Which came from the Punxsie side of the field.
Yeah, it looked like it was in the defensive backfield. Let's see what the refs have to say. Personal foul. Face mask.
Yeah.
On Punxsie. So that's going to be a big 15-yard penalty. So that's definitely going to give us a first down and our deepest position into the Chucks territory so far.
So they already had a first down there with Jordy Thompson on, about a 4-yard run or so?
Yeah, 3-4 yards there. So he did get the first down on the initial run, and then this 15 just adds that much more. So let's see what the Owls can do now if they're in, looks like about the
28. Inside the 30 for sure. First and 10 from about the 28-yard line. And another run. Thompson again. Stiff arm. Stays on his feet somehow. And is able to get across the line of scrimmage. Again, keeps taking contact in the backfield, but somehow gets out of it almost every time.
Yeah, he's managed to make... I mean, a lot of these plays could be 6-8 yard losses, and he's turned them into 1 or 2 yard losses, which I know isn't great, but like that play there, he was able to gain some positive yards.
Yeah.
So at least one there, so it looks like it's going to be 2nd and 9 for the Owls.
Yeah, hard-fought yard to make it 2nd and 9 from the 27. Here's Reese, and this time he's going to drop back. He's going to roll out to his right. He's got a little bit of room. He's going to pump fake. And head to the sideline, keep it himself, and turn it upfield for a short gain.
Yeah, that was a pretty nice move on the sideline. He had everybody fooled, looked like he was just going to run the ball out of bounds, but did a quick sidestep and got another 5 or 6 yards there. So
cut back in. If you have to make a bet between Reese heading for the sideline and just cutting back in and taking the contact.
Yeah, pretty good chance he's going for contact.
He's going to take the contact just about every time.
So a nice 5-yard run there for Talon. He gets the play from the offense coordinator and headed back out to let the teammates know. Looks like he's going with a single back again as they're on the far sideline here. So it might be a little tough to hear over on the Punxsie sideline.
Approaching about a minute left in the third quarter. Here's the snap. Reese drops back, tries to dump it over the middle. Nothing there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he tried to dump that over the middle or if he just threw it away because he just took a pretty good shot in the back there.
He was in
there.
some trouble there.
Yeah, that was borderline penalty flag there, but Reese, true to his word, tough as nails, gets up and comes back over the sideline there to get the next play.
So it's at 4th and 4, and the offense will stay on the field as we get to about 45 seconds left in the first. This is as deep as the Owls have been into Punxsie territory, not wanting to waste this opportunity. And trying to end the shutout here. Empty backfield, trips to the left. Here's the snap. Reese in trouble as the pocket collapses, and he's going to get dropped for a sack, a big loss.
Yeah, he just took another hard hit. He's taking a second to get up there, but keep your head held high, young man. You're playing well.
Yeah, that's a tough one for Reese. It's defensive line, rather, for Punxsie just broke right through. Pocket collapsed quickly. Wasn't even able to let that play develop and ends up taking a shot in the backfield.
I've noticed that For the majority of the second half, we haven't seen A.J. out there, and I don't see him along the sideline right now, so yeah, hopefully everything's okay with him.
Not getting a whole lot of action. He lined up that one time right next to Franz on the Twins, and we haven't seen a whole lot of him since then. That is going to end the third quarter before Punxsie starts their next offensive drive. So when we come back for the fourth quarter, it's first and 10 for Punxsie from the 32. They lead 44-0. The final 12-minute frame is upcoming. It will be with the mercy rule in effect. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which left the pain and difficulty, you know, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tejera suspected she had Mae-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tejera provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field for the final frame, the fourth quarter of week one for Owls football on WESB Sports. We've swapped sides of the field, so the Owls are back to defending the school side end zone with Punxsie working from right to left. Here's first and 10 from the 32, and a huge run across midfield and drag down near the 25 is Garrett, or Griffin White, rather.
Yeah, Logan Kohler really had to show off his speed there as he made a good angle and ran down the Punxsie running back there, but not after a big gain, but a 50, nice tackle.
About a 50-yard gain or so there on first down to start the fourth quarter. Puts him, again, deep into Bradford territory. First and 10 from the 22, just outside of the red zone.
Yeah, it looks like Bradford has subbed in quite a few of their younger guys on this possession, on the defensive line there anyway.
Yeah, second team going to get some reps here for the fourth quarter.
And St. Mary's, Punxsutawney doing the same.
Not quite yet.
A couple weeks we'll get to see St. Mary.
St. Mary's is on the schedule this year. We've got Countersport coming up this week. We'll also see Clarion, Dubois, Carnes City, I think is our longest road trip of the year.
Yep, Ottawa Eldred. We have them on the schedule at home this year. I believe that's in 2 weeks.
And there's five off the top of the head there.
Yeah, talking to some guys around.
Monotau at home.
Yep. Talking to some guys around D9. Ottawa Eldred's going to be bringing back their starting quarterback from last year and several of the guys from their state playoff basketball team have decided to join football this year. So I guess they're playing really well. And
boy, what a
very
run
athletic.
They had, that basketball team.
Oh, both sides, boys
terrace.
And girls. I mean, just
holy
fantastic.
Smokes.
It was fun to watch just as a sports fan. I mean, it was, you know, to see somebody from our area, especially that small of a school, go that far. It was
that deep into the state run. Yeah, that was incredible. Congratulations to them as it was mentioned a little bit. We got to talk about it a little bit on air during the morning show on the Hero. And here's first and 10 from the 22 after that large 50-yard run for Punxsie. This one is a short gain.
Yeah, it looked like he was brought down by freshman Braylon Little, number 55, in on the tackle.
Maybe not that short. Gain of about 4. Almost 5 for a second and 6.
Yeah, I got to see quite a few of these. I'm putting names to numbers here. I got to see quite a few of these kids last year down at Fretz. As you know, I take care of the stats for that team. And there's some big-time players coming up. I mean, I have a lot of high expectations for these guys as they age and work their way through the system.
Here's a handoff on second and six.
Looked like Little in there again on the tackle. Nope, that was number nine, Matthew DeCasper, a sophomore, in on the tackle.
And that's going to be a gain of about five to make it third and one. And, you know, you look at some of the year in and year out, the best teams in the district are usually the teams that have had kids playing in midget footballs and have cared about football for a long time. So, it changes, what they want their body to look like from year to year and how much time they spend working out and how much time they spend in sports. And I think it morphs just about everything about the future of the team.
Looked like number 68 for the tackle for loss there for the Owls. And, yeah, commenting on what you're saying, I've been involved with Fretz football for 7 or 8 years now, and Coach Gow does a really good job recruiting. He's getting upwards of 60, 70 players signed up every year, so he has a lot to choose from, and he's for sure got a winning record. He's definitely well over 500 in his career as the head coach at Fretz. And,
yeah.
So just trying to get that to translate, to the upper levels. I honestly think missing out on freshman football is a big change that makes it tough for kids to make that adjustment.
Absolutely. First and 10 now from the 12-yard line with 8 minutes and 40 seconds to go in that ticking clock. Here's the handoff.
Oof.
And, boy, maybe that was possibly no gain, short gain on that.
James Norcross coming from nowhere and getting a tackle for loss. So a nice play for James.
Nice work there against the Punxsy backups. Here in the fourth quarter, we've got one more contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. It's Brandy Eliason. Brandy Eliason. So Jennifer Thomas, our third quarter contestant, we had no Owl score. She also joins Larry and Nathan in winning the free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. And Brandy Eliason is waiting on the remainder of the fourth quarter to see if she will win that or the free lunch special from Toji's substation. There's the second and nine play, and that's another no gain.
Yeah, number 33, Josh Everett. That's a name I haven't seen on the football team before, so a freshman. So looks like he's getting his first action and got a tackle for loss in his first game.
Maybe a short gain of just enough to make it positive there as it brings up a third down. With 7 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Punxsy again, they're in good field territory at about the 10-yard line. And here's another handoff, wrapped up and brought down. So that's going to bring up a fourth down.
This line's playing well, the second string line. I mean, granted, they're going against the second string also of Punxsutawney, but they're playing pretty well. I mean, they're winning this
battle.
Line of scrimmage here.
Fair battle of second stringers on both teams. And, yeah, this basically, after that large, that big play took it, deep into Owl's territory. From there, it's been stout defensively. Here's a fourth and five.
Yeah, and it looks like Punxsutawney has brought in senior quarterback Colton Copenhaver to get under center here.
That'd be nice to him. Nice for him to get some reps here in week one, senior season.
Again, another great play by the Owls.
Stuff.
Looks like the ball's on the ground.
Either way, it'll be Owls' ball, as that was a unsuccessful fourth down. So the Owls come up with a stop there. And a turnover on downs for Punxsutawney's backups.
Yeah, and the Owls are deep in their territory on the school side of the field. Looks like the ball's at about the 6-yard line, so a long field for them to go. But let's see what they can do here with our JV Owls.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see. I don't know who their backup QB would be this year.
I believe it in the past it's been Andrew Giordano, who he's got an arm. He's definitely a strong player there.
I do remember Giordano getting a little bit of a playing time last year. They also have Braylon Austin, who is a freshman, listed as a backup QB as well.
Yeah, and I believe he was a QB last year down at the middle school level.
And it looks like if we could. Yep, it is Giordano. Number 7 takes the field. Andrew Giordano with his first reps of the 2023 season. Yeah. 6 minutes, 16 seconds left in the game. Punxsie's up 44-0. Week one blowout for the Chucks, who are, you know, poised to have a very strong season with the way that offensive line looks. And that defensive line ain't too shabby to boot.
Yeah, and it looks like they have Kohler spread wide here for the Owls on the near side.
And we know he can go as well. So here's Giordano with split backs. Takes the snap. He's going to hand it off. And a nice run. Stiff arm. He's got room to go at the 20, 25, and wrapped up and brought down near the 30-yard line. A big run to start it off.
Yeah, that was number 13, Nick DeGoyer. So he's showing his presence on offense and defense tonight. So nice run by Nick.
Yeah, that was a fantastic stiff arm to keep that play alive. He ends up getting all the way out to the 32-yard line.
So a 26-yard run for Nick. So.
Excellent job.
Hey, I'll take any positive plays at all at this point just to get some confidence rolling into the locker room here. It looks like Giordano's got Jordy Thompson and A.J. Lama, it looks like.
Split back again. And this time he's going to drop back, and he's going to throw. It's incomplete, intended for Logan Kohler.
Yeah, Kohler was just surrounded by everybody there, and I apologize. That was Colton Miller in the backfield with Giordano there. So the Owls rush into the... Oh, no, not in such a hurry anymore, but here comes Giordano with the play call in the huddle.
We've got, Colton Miller, as you said, as one of the split backs, and Nick DeGoyler as the other. Oh, no, they've got, they've changed that out. Giordano in the backfield, takes the snap, pitches it out.
Oof, that's a face mask.
Yeah. I don't see a flag. It certainly looked like it from up here.
And that looks like that might be Brody Havlin, the freshman, number 28 for the Owls in the backfield.
Could be, yeah, 28. I saw the 2. Was looking, is that a 6? Is a 0? I knew it wasn't Carter Cauley. Yeah, that could be Havlin. It's going to be a short loss in any event and bring up a 3rd and 13 from the 29 as we tick down to about 4 minutes yet to go. Giordano again in the shotgun, this time with only one man in the backfield with him. Takes the snap, drops back, flicks one out to the screen. And that's going to be no gain, bring up a 4th down.
Yeah, and it looked like that pass was complete to number 3, Caden Kiesier, a 5'10", 165-pound sophomore for our Owls.
So a 4th and long here will bring out the punting unit, including our guy, Brody Havlin, who's our freshman punter this year and has had some nice kicks here in week one. Here's another one. Holy smokes. This one sails over midfield. He touched it and dropped it, muffed the catch, but I think the Chucks were able to jump on top. Yeah. Though the Owls sideline seems pretty confident that they have it. Yeah,
the
that's Bradford
do.
Owls football.
All right. And that was 50 yards in the air.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a boom.
That was huge. That got to about the 37-yard line, muffed, and jumped on top of by the Owls backups.
Yeah, Owls with some late life here. Looks like the ball's at the about the 37-yard line. And Owls headed towards the far side end zone. Ball's placed right in the middle of the field. 2:49 to go with the clock running. So
yeah, almost matches as deep as they've been into Punxsie territory all night. Only about 10-15 yards off of it.
Yeah, this is only the third time they've been on Punxsie's sideline side all game.
Here's another run
Havlin up the middle for looks like 4, maybe 5 yards.
Yeah, nice little run there for Havlin. Out of the backfield.
Yep, 5 yard gain, say the ref. So brings up a 2nd and 5 from the for the Owls from the 32-yard line.
Giordano comes back out with the play call. Takes it into the huddle as we approach the 2 minute mark. Owls looking to get on the board. Giordano with just Havlin and him with the in the backfield.
Yeah, 4 receivers.
Yep,
split
double
on
twins.
Either side.
Takes a low snap, but is able to handle it. It's going to air one out, and it's going to sail over his head, but he would like a little bit of.
Yeah, it looked like the Punxsutawney defender had their hand on Kiesier, number 3 for the Owls. Pretty good there, held him up.
Yeah, he's running all the way back to the huddle with his arms up. Hey, what's up? Hey, what happened there?
So the Owls split the huddle here. Again, now, Giordano in the backfield.
3rd and 5 here. Giordano has double twins again. Going to drop back. This time dumps it over the middle, but it goes incomplete.
Yeah, it looked like it was headed for Havlin, but not sure. Looked like a little confusion out there for the Owls.
So it's going to bring it to a 4th down with 55 seconds left. So obviously the Owls, no reason to punt it away here, especially this deep into Punxsutawney territory. So Giordano will get to the sideline, get the play call, bring it to the huddle. 4th and 5. See if the Owls can end this game on a positive note. Trips to the right. Giordano drops back. Pump fake, trying to escape the sack, and he cannot. 25 seconds left, and the Owls can end it there. No.
Yeah, that was a big loss for them.
That's there's literally a 0.3 second difference, so I think.
Probably going to see Punxsutawney just take a knee and a couple knees here and end this game.
Yeah, well, you would assume one quick victory formation if they do decide to even do that now. They'll walk right off the field, and that'll be game. Yeah, so that'll be the end of it. The Owl season starts with a loss to Punxsutawney. 44-0 is your final score. No touchdown scored in the 4th quarter. That includes, obviously, on the Owl side of the ball, which means Brandy Eliason, our 4th quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes, is going to join our other 3 contestants, Larry Smith, Nathan Stoll, and Jennifer Thomas, all who win free dinners off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant as part of Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. All right, we're going to take a quick break as we tally up the stats, and we'll come back with the post-game show, scoring recap, stats, and we'll also name our Collision of the Game, sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center at 911 East Main Street in Bradford. Again, the Owls week one ends 44-0 with a loss to Punxsutawney. And next week on the road at Countersport will be the week 2 matchup. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, In Tandem, Dexter's Service & Collision, Zimmerman Real Estate, and Gleason Construction. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run.
They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Minard!
WQ98CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. We're in postgame now after the Owls week one, the season opener and home opener against the Punxsutawney Chucks, which they lost here 44-0. Now, it was the final score. Color commentator is also my statistician. So Mark is tallying up the rest of the stats. I'll give you the quick scoring recap. First quarter, Punxsy decides to receive first to open the game. They drive all the way downfield, and they open the scoring with a 30-yard touchdown run from their fullback, Bo Thomas. The two-point conversion, though, was no good, and Punxsy takes a 6-0 lead. Bradford is unable to answer back, and Punxsy is able to score again before the end of the first quarter, this time on a 10-yard pass to Landon Martz from their quarterback, Ketrick. Martz gets his first TD of the game and also his first two-point conversion of the game to make it 14-0 heading into the second quarter. The Owls still struggling offensively, and Punxsy still rolling with that strong rushing game behind a fantastic offensive line. They score another rushing touchdown. This one, Griffin White, on a 4-yard run. The two-point conversion is good to make it 22-0. They score again in the second quarter. Another run from Landon Martz. This one goes for 28 yards. Two-point conversion is good for a 30-0 lead. The Owls got the ball back and attempted to get in before halftime as they were down 30-0. The mercy rule starts at 35-point deficit, and they wanted to try to stay as far away from that as they could. However, they ended up having to they lose possession. Punxsy gets it back. They go for another touchdown before the end of the first half. They spend all their timeouts doing so. They even, after they ran out of timeouts, spiked the ball there down near the 10-yard line to try to get as many chances as they could to put that game into a mercy to start the second half. However, time runs out on an incomplete pass, and the Owls get into the locker room down 30-0. Coming out of halftime, it didn't take Punxsy too awful long to get that mercy rule into effect, as they score in the third quarter, first on a 1-yard touchdown run to Thomas, Bo Thomas again. This time from 1 yard out, the extra point. They went from the two-point conversion to kicking extra points. The extra point was good, 37-0. They score again in the third, a 2-yard touchdown run from Griffin White, kick another extra point, and that's how we get to 44-0. No points were scored after we got into the fourth quarter of play. And I believe that'll bring us to our stats part of the post game. If you're ready, Mark.
Yeah, not really a whole lot for the Owls. Combined, they only had 103 yards total offense tonight, so that's obviously not going to win a whole lot of games for you.
That's rough.
47 yards passing, 56 yards running for, and Nick DeGoyer had a big 26-yard run, so it was good to see that. Jordy Thompson had 10 runs for 36 yards, and Talon Reese was, looks like he only had about 47 yards passing tonight, so he was five for nine passing. So
okay.
So definitely a struggle on offense for the Owls.
Yeah, put under a lot of pressure, and you know that offensive line had some trouble holding up in front of him. We saw him have to roll out a few times. Not all of them were designed that way. And he also took a couple shots. So hopefully he's able to shake that out. The offensive line can regroup and see if he can't, you know, find a way to get a little bit more protection and a little bit more time as the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely was an improvement, I think, over last year when we've seen the Owls play Punxsutawney. So I'm not mistaken, they were up 50 to nothing at halftime, Punxsutawney was, while we were down there.
Yeah, that so does definitely sound about right. There. Yeah.
Defensively for the Owls, Evan Whitmore and Ian DeGoyer combined for a sack there in the first half. Nick DeGoyer with 5 tackles, A.J. Gleason with 6 tackles, and Jordy Thompson with 7 tackles. So, I mean, there's a little bit of stats there. They spread it around a little bit. Gleason didn't get much time on the field, it looked like, in the second half. So I'm wondering what's going on there. I'll have to talk to Coach after the game here and see what's up there. But
yeah, we'll hope that that everything was noise. When he did, we mentioned, you know, early in the game, first quarter, he came out briefly, but not for very long, and went back into the game after that. And, you know, was running routes and obviously making plenty of tackles. So you hope that there's nothing going on there, that he was just trying to play through, as he is obviously going to play a large part on the Owls on both sides of the ball this year. And also, speaking of, you know, some of our offensive guys, we talked about Gleason, we talked about Talon Reese. Tonight, I think, is a first for me. Since I've been doing broadcasts of the Owls, where we usually call a collision of the game. Collision of the game, sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center at 911 East Main Street in Bradford. And it's usually to shine a guy on defense who came across with just a big hit, whatever we see is the most ferocious hit of the game. Well, it didn't happen on defense tonight.
It did not, no.
It happened on offense, and it happened to be the quarterback of the Owls who got the collision of the game tonight. As Reese rolled out of the pocket to his left side and decided to keep the ball, he tucks it and runs, and he's you know, on the sideline, only a foot or two away from the sideline, and instead of ducking out of bounds like most quarterbacks would, Reese decided to stick in there, lower his shoulder, and planted one.
Yes, he did.
On that Punxsutawney defender.
Yeah, and he drove him. I mean, it knocked that defender back a couple yards and straight into the ground. So that was impressive.
It was quite a pop. It was an old-school truck stick from the starting quarterback of the Bradford Owls. So nice job to Talon Reese as he gets the collision of the game. The Love Toyota Collision of the Game, again, sponsored by Love Toyota Collision at 911 East Main Street in Bradford. And as you start to put together the offensive and defensive numbers, Mark, I think our MVP became clear as well.
Yeah, you want me to go ahead and announce the MVP?
Yeah, go ahead.
It is Jordy Thompson. Not a whole lot on offense, but he made his presence felt. There was a lot of plays he could have been knocking the backfield but made positive yards. Only 36 yards there, but definitely made his presence felt with 7 tackles. And he was all over the ball on defense.
Yeah.
He was in on every play. He was right there. So congratulations to Jordy on the MVP of the game.
Yeah, if we were to leave it up to, you know, if looking at the offensive side of the ball, I think Jordy still would have been in the conversation. Him,
yeah.
Jake Franz had a couple of really nice plays.
Yeah, he was impressive for his very first football game ever.
A couple of big catches. Would like to give a tip of the cap to Jake Franz as well. But when you factor in all the tackles that Jordy was able to make on defense tonight, he is going to be named the Model T MVP of the game. That's sponsored by the Model T Inn in Derrick City. So congratulations to Jordy Thompson on his Week 1 MVP. Again, the Owls drop one tonight here in Week 1 to Punxsutawney, 44-0 final score. Week 2 next Friday will be at Cowdersport. And we, of course, will be there both on, no matter how you're listening, on 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and on the streaming services of 100.1 The Hero. That's WBRRFM.com and the 100.1 The Hero app. All Owls football season long for the next 10 weeks will be available across all of those platforms. 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff every Friday night. And that's it for us. So for my color commentary and statistician, Mark Irvin, and for my sound engineer, Igor, I am Jimmy Keltz, and this has been Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.